Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university there, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator of papal events. His preaching today is entitled Saint Irenaeus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the great crowds all about him, he gave orders to leave for the other side. One of the scribes then came up and said to him, "Master, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another man, one of his disciples, said to him, "Sir, let me go and bury my father first." But Jesus replied, "Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear listeners of the Word, when we come to the final days of June and are keen to mark the feast days as they occur, our focus will likely be on tomorrow's solemn feast in honour of St. Peter and St. Paul, and then as a follow-up, the memory in 2 days' time of the martyrdom of Paul. But let's take today's memorial first, for today indicates to us the pioneering preaching and teaching of Irenaeus, whose service found him eventually in the Gaulish city of Lyon, but that was at the pinnacle of a life that was dedicated to the Saviour and the people, that began when he was blessed to have known and heard Polycarp preach. This detail may indicate that Irenaeus was born sometime between 130 and 140 of the Christian era. Our knowledge of the mission and life of Irenaeus is patchy, but the wealth of his ability to understand the Christian message and his ability, too, to share it and reflect theologically on it are legendary, and thus he's remembered and honoured some 1820 or 30 years after his reported martyrdom in Lyon, which may or may not have taken place. References to it begin a great deal later. Irenaeus' name indicates a man of peace, quite a challenge living up to your name. But this disciple and teacher was graced by the Prince of Peace and strove all he could to increase correct, loyal understanding of Jesus and accurately express his convictions as a disciple, preacher, and bishop to a Christian world that was not in that part of the world marked by signs of peace, for a plethora of different and divergent interpretations of the gospel message had taken hold among different groups. Since for many listeners to this website, the spoken reflections may have to replace a homily they might have heard had they been able to attend the Eucharist, perhaps a word on Irenaeus' Eucharistic teaching. Yaroslav Pelikan reminds us that for Irenaeus it was over bread which belonged to the created order that Jesus had pronounced a blessing and said, "This is my body. What we offer God are God's own gift to us. And there is not in any new or fresh sacrifice, but the sacrifice of Calvary is all-encompassing and sufficient in all senses." Our own bodies, when they receive the Eucharist, they then and thereafter have the hope of resurrection into eternal life, says Irenaeus. This formulation is all the more significant in the development of Eucharistic language and teaching, given that Irenaeus had spent a great deal of energy and ink seeking to confound the Gnostic and Docetic denials of Jesus' very humanity. for Irenaeus, and I finish with this, for Irenaeus, the Word was indeed made flesh, and for our benefit. Humanity fully aligned, says Irenaeus, therein lies God's glory.